Amidst diverse landscapes encompassing plains, verdant hills and charming labyrinthine villages with traditional stone houses, a warm and authentic population welcomes you to the heart of South Lebanon. But behind this idyllic image lies a much harsher reality that still prevails in the southern region of the country, even 23 years after the Israeli withdrawal on May 25, 2000. Long affected by Israeli occupation, the economic and social conditions in Marjayoun and Hezbaya districts have been particularly marked by deep precarity. With a limited presence of government, this region, located on the Israeli-Lebanese border, has suffered from a lack of development for several decades. Sadly, little progress has been made to address the situation since the Israeli withdrawal. Marred by an economic crisis, insecurity, and political void, the South residents are overwhelmed, to say the least. For many, the promised economic development of the region has proven elusive. The chronic political turmoil crippling the Beirut central government has left border areas, particularly Marjayoun, neglected, the proximity to Israel and the looming threat of a new conflict impede Lebanese and foreign investments in this area. A local farmer summed up the situation as follows: "We are simply trying to survive day by day. The current employment challenges faced by the young generation are contributing to an increase in emigration, drug abuse, radicalization, and criminal activity. While the efforts of humanitarian workers and non-governmental organizations have primarily focused on the Syrian refugee crisis, which is centered in the Marj El Kop camp, most of the inhabitants' complaints have been overlooked. The majority of the population relies on the services provided by political parties, but these services can be costly, especially on election day," a resident explained when asked how people in this area survive. Given the complex geopolitical environment, the question arises as to the strategies that could be feasible for achieving sustainable development in this region. Throughout the past few years, southern Lebanon has experienced an unprecedented level of calm. However, residents remain cautious about claiming that the situation is truly stable. After decades of neglect, the command of the United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon, UNIFIL, comprising 12,000 personnel tasked with monitoring the cessation of hostilities between Lebanon and Israel, was able to sustainably engage in the region by enhancing public services and fostering economic development. The assistance of UNIFIL is crucial to hundreds of people. The non-military aspect of the peacekeeping force has contributed to the successful implementation of various quick-impact projects, such as gravel road constructions and the provision of veterinary services. Furthermore, the presence of UN troops has significantly boosted the purchasing power of the local community. The history of the South, which has been marked by war and instability, is unique, a UNIFIL colonel said. This part of the country is very vulnerable. Our peacekeeping mission involves executing a limited number of small-scale projects, but we can't restore government authority or provide services. We are now experiencing this lack of resources. We cannot achieve this on our own, the peacekeeper went on to say. He explained that the South does not need donations but a sustainable economic development plan. The landscape of southern Lebanon is characterized by a mixture of mountains and plains, where over 100,000 olive trees, some of which are millennia old, can be found. The region is also home to vineyards, tobacco cultivation in Jabal Amel, and orchards. Olive oil, produced in the village of Deir Mimas, is considered to be one of the world's top-quality olive oil. Deir Mimas brand has even won a gold medal at the 2023 World Olive Oil Competition in New York. The Vin du Marj wine brand is also a local one, sourced from the vineyards of Didit Marjayoun. Despite its considerable potential, agriculture lacks adequate support. The region is rich in water, but the majority of the land lacks proper irrigation. Many residents of the South have relocated to seek employment opportunities either in the capital or abroad. Several agro-food companies have started to acquire new lands and are facing criticism for not employing Lebanese workers, further hindering employment prospects for the community. Besides the Lebanese-Israeli border, which attracts more curiosity seekers than tourists, South Lebanon is yet to be added to the country's tourist map. Nevertheless, the region offers numerous opportunities for promoting ecotourism, sports tourism, and religious tourism. The village of Ibiel El Saki offers breathtaking views of the Margayun Plain and Mount Hermon. It also includes a natural reserve with a pine forest, which serves as a habitat for migratory birds. The picturesque village of Der Mimis, with its 600-year-old monastery, is also worth a visit. The site of the Lady of Hermon has become a sacred spot for all communities. The rehabilitation of the former market and archaeological site of Souk El Khan in Hasbeya is underway with the aim of transforming it into a recreational area for the region's residents and children. This initiative aims to revitalize the market by organizing an annual festival to encourage people from neighboring areas to sell their products. MP Elias Draddi has already organized the Family Fun Day, a festival where families gather to engage in sports activities, exhibitions of Lebanese local products, and handcrafted artwork, to encourage the youth to stay in the south. Other archaeological sites, dating back to the Roman era, bear witness to the rich history of the region. The Lidani River, as well as the Wazani and the Hispani, offer peaceful havens in a picturesque setting. While driving through southern Lebanon, one encounters luxurious palaces that were built after the war while most of them are yet to be occupied. Another contradiction in the south is exemplified by the fact that despite the absence of visible economic development, the real estate market is booming. Some members of the Lebanese diaspora, living in Africa, America, or elsewhere, are extremely wealthy. In this vein, the question arises as to why emigrants who build houses worth millions of dollars refrain from embarking on an investment journey in the south. The first step toward establishing a sound economic foundation for the region would be the undertaking of a thorough assessment. The government needs to address a series of challenges, including ones related to the environment, all the while creating job opportunities for the skilled youth and planning a better future for the next generation.